Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have a special guest today. We're going to get to that real quick, but as you know, we've been starting each show out with prayer, and we're going to do that right now. I didn't warn our guest that this is what we do, but he'll figure it out here pretty soon. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, the one and only Sovereign God, we come to you to praise you, as always, to ask you for forgiveness and for your rescue. We need your wisdom and your guidance in this world. As your people, a free people, we have squandered what you have given to us, what others have sacrificed for. I ask again today for your watch, care, and protection over President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence. Guide them with righteous counsel. Be with their families and keep them safe. We are witnessing a breakdown of this nation and confused people of their history and whose they are and how sovereign they should be. Bless CSC Talk Radio. Enlarge our territory that we might glorify you. May today's show bring understanding, truth, and wisdom to all. Bless my guest, and may CSC Talk Radio be a blessing to him. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. We live in a nation that was established for a purpose of independence. Sovereign is not a bad word, but many who push today's socialism and globalism, and yes, climate change-ism, would have you believe that it is. But sovereign, it means when we talk about a sovereign God, we talk about a supreme ruler established, supreme power or authority, sovereignty, a self-governing state. We are all supposed to be, in this nation, sovereign individuals. Ayn Rand says individual rights are not subject to public vote. A majority has no right to vote away the rights of a minority. The political function of rights is precisely to protect minorities from oppression by majorities. And the smallest minority on earth is the individual. All men are created equal. Yet, those today pushing for the dissolving of the Electoral College fail to understand the word equality or sovereignty. They are self-absorbed with self and failed the ability to reason that they aren't here alone and there are many sovereigns who prop up their way of life. Ayn Rand also said, reason is not automatic. Those who deny it cannot be conquered by it. Do not count on them. Leave them alone. Have we seen anybody who can't reason, think it through, logic? The crazier our nation becomes in regards to morality and politics, the wiser I believe our founding fathers were. Pelosi is no Paul Revere. And if she really understood that ride that night, she'd understand that he was warning this nation about the tyranny of a government such as she promotes. Yep, Paul Revere was a nationalist, as he was helping to mold a nation, a sovereign nation, free from the totalitarianism of kings and his parliament, his governors, etc. We know that rural America, named the Heartland, is called the Heartland not because it's in the middle, but because it truly is the life flow of this nation. Are we deplorable? Oh, to some, I suppose we are. AOC disrespected rural Americans when she took her little video in the vast land laying idle. She doesn't have a clue who owned it, why it was laying idle. She didn't see a crowd of people, therefore it counted for nothing to her. I'm getting there. Bear with me here. As you've heard me say many times, we were established as a republic, not a democracy, which the politicians love to say. Unique wisdom of the founders. They knew that if we had a popular vote to choose a president, it would be monopolized by the metropolitan areas. Those in the less populated areas would literally have no say, have no representation. What is mob rule? Democracy. That is the definition of democracy, is mob rule. Each vote counting is what is protected by the Electoral College. If the mob is successful in taking it away, the Republic will have breathed its last breath. Gone is sovereignty. Gone is the individual. Gone is equality, as far as they're concerned. The words life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity will forever just be words spoken a long time ago by some very weird guys who believed in something called independence. And we will usher in socialism, slavery to government. The people will not be sovereign, but serfs on the land. No special voice, no special purpose, but to serve a government. The officials are the new parliament and the new governors to the king. King D.C. government. Because without the Electoral College representing the individual vote, there will be no longer any significant to local governance. And D.C., as it is moving toward now, will be the dictators overall, lest they take away your right to elect a president that is not on their team. Today we have Trent England. He is a legal scholar and an EVP to the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs, who regularly testifies against the national popular vote movement in state legislators around the country. He came to me through an email here, and I said, yeah, I'd like to talk to him on the air. This is something I consider extremely important, and so we welcome. He's new to CSE Talk Radio, but I hope he won't be a stranger, Trent England. Trent, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me on the program.
Oh, we're tickled to death to have you on. You know, you mentioned, or it was mentioned when I received the email from your representative, that something's going on in Missouri that could take away our electoral vote. And I really am interested, but I also know that it's not just happening in Missouri, and we are a nationally syndicated talk show. It's happening everywhere. And you've been fighting this, and so I really want you to explain to my listeners what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, many people have seen the attacks from almost every Democrat running for president on the Electoral College. You know, they've called for it to be abolished. They've made fun of it like AOC did in that video. But what almost no one is aware of is this state-based effort that has been going on now for years to hijack the Electoral College. And this, you know, good constitutionalist conservatives know that it's hard to change the Constitution, and that's a good thing. And so, you know, when we hear Elizabeth Warren say, well, we should abolish the Electoral College, you know, we typically don't worry about it too much, right? Because we think, well, that would take a constitutional change. Well, what the left is trying to do is to change state laws so that I'll tell you what the effect would be, and then we can get into the details, because the details get a little bit complicated. But the effect would be to create a direct election of the president, make it as if the Electoral College didn't exist, without ever changing the Constitution.
And they are doing that by redistricting and changing the regions and other ways. And I want you to explain that to our listeners, because we had something sneak in Missouri last year. And I'm hoping they're going to bring it back up and change it. But we've been known to do that. We do change our minds a lot. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're discussing the importance of the Electoral College and how to be aware of what's happening in your state where you are. We're visiting with Trent England, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting today with Trent England, and our topic today is the importance of the Electoral College, and they are making a campaign state to state. They can't abolish it because that's too hard. So they're going to go around it. And I'm going to have Trent explain that. You know, Trent, I have a couple of articles in my hand. And one, I'm just going to read the first sentence in them. These are people, this is written by Asbury Park Press. They promote the abolition of the Electoral College. They believe in the popular vote because, you know, we're like voting for the Queen and King prom members, and so we need a popular vote. First sentence says, it is high time the outcome of a president election reflects the will of the majority of the people. They call that one citizen, one vote. But that's not the way it is. And the other one starts out, the Electoral College system of choosing president undermines democracy. I love it when they say that. It shows their ignorance right off the bat. So I'm going to let you kind of explain exactly how. We had something in our state last year that passed, regardless of how I tried to stop it. It was called Clean Missouri, and they wanted to redistrict and re-region things out. And so I want you to explain to the listeners exactly how they're doing this state by state.
Yeah. Well, so when the framers of the Constitution created the Electoral College after a lot of deliberation, I mean, they started talking about this within the first week of the Constitutional Convention, and they didn't finish it until the last week of the Constitutional Convention. So this, one of the things that they debated more than anything else was how to elect the president, and they came up with the Electoral College, which gives a lot of the power to the states. And what the Constitution actually says is that each state shall appoint, in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct, a number of electors, and then it goes on to explain how all that works. But the power is in the hands of state legislatures to decide how to represent their state in presidential elections. And typically, every state has over time decided, you know, the best way to do that is we hold an election in our state, and then whichever candidate gets the most votes in our state gets all of our state's electoral votes, right? So that's how it works in Missouri. That's how it works in Oklahoma, where I live. And in 48 of the states, they do it that way. Maine and Nebraska, though, the legislatures there have exercised the option to do it a little bit differently. And they elect a presidential elector from each of their congressional districts. And Maine has two, and Nebraska has three. And then the remaining two, because each state gets a number of presidential electors equal to how many members of the House and the Senate they have, so every state gets at least three. The remaining two in Maine and Nebraska are done on the statewide vote, just like all of Missouri's, right? So states have some options. And this came up in Florida in 2000, where I think one of the reasons why the courts shut down the monkey business that was going on in Florida is that the legislature rightly pointed out, you know, we could just directly appoint our state's electors. And states used to do that. That the last state to do that was in 1868, South Carolina. So it hasn't been done for a long time. But the framers, in their wisdom, gave this power to the states. And the left now, after Al Gore won in 2000, they came up with this scheme. They looked at this and they said, well, maybe we could get states to use that power not to represent their people, but to ignore their people.
Exactly.
And instead of representing their people, they'll give away all of their electoral votes based on the nationwide popular vote for president. So under that kind of a system, Hillary Clinton would have won the election in 2016 because states, you know, if Missouri passed this legislation, and it is pending in Jefferson City, that there are bills for this national popular vote interstate compact, which is what this scheme is called, the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. There are bills pending in Missouri right now to do this. If that had been the law in Missouri in 2016, regardless of the fact that people in Missouri wanted Donald Trump, all of the state's electoral votes would have gone to Hillary Clinton, and she would have won. So that's what they're trying to do. They launched this national popular vote effort in 2006 very quietly because they don't, you know, they're doing this without a big national conversation, trying to just sneak this through in state legislature after state legislature. But there is a huge amount of money behind it, tens of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
That's committed to this. The guy who is the chairman of National Popular Vote invented the scratch-off lottery ticket back in the 1970s. So he has plenty of money. He wins on every scratch ticket, basically.
Yeah, he does.
And I mean, it is unbelievable. They go into states. They've done this in states across the country, including in Oklahoma. They did it last year in Michigan, or in 2018 in Michigan. They will take dozens of state legislatures to five-star resorts in places like Hawaii and Puerto Rico, and wine and dine them, and basically convince them that this is somehow in their interest. If it's Democrats, they'll tell them it helps Democrats. If it's Republicans, they'll tell them that it helps Republicans. And frankly, they spend most of their time lobbying Republicans because they tend to get the Democrat votes no matter what. And so they took two dozen Michigan Republican state legislators in late 2018 on an all-expenses-paid trip to Hawaii. And when these guys came back from Hawaii, they introduced all Republicans in Michigan, introduced this legislation because they'd basically been brainwashed to think that somehow this was a good thing a good thing for Republicans and wasn't really that offensive to the Constitution. It's crazy. I'm sure your listeners are smart enough to understand what a bad idea that is. But sometimes you get these state legislators and their heads get turned by, you know, big sums of money and palm trees and drinks. And the organization I run,
probably.
We travel around sort of deprogramming these legislatures and trying to remind them how important the Electoral College is to our republic. I mean, you said it so well. This is right at the foundation of our republic, and this National Popular Vote Compact really threatens to turn the whole thing on its head.
Well, and let me explain something that is kind of related, but not exactly related. But our founding fathers also, in their wisdom, senators used to be appointed by the states. And then somebody got the idea, and I don't know, maybe you know the history of this, and decided, you know what? We should have a popular vote for these senators. So now we can have a senator that's from some other state, and next thing you know, she's senator of New York. Because they combined.
It's a huge difference. The Senate functions basically like the House of Representatives. It's sort of like the House of Representatives, except that they put on airs, you know. But they don't have the function that they used to have. We never would have had Obamacare if the Senate was still selected by state legislatures, because you know any of these terrible destructive schemes like Obamacare that bind states, basically bribe states or threaten states if they don't go along with what the federal government wants, none of those things would ever get through the United States Senate if senators were actually selected by the people who are in charge of state budgets in the state legislature, right? They would say,
exactly.
I mean, even if they favor big government, they would still protect the interests of states. Instead, you know, the best example of just exactly how right you are, if any of your listeners are in Washington, D.C., and they walk out of Union Station, the big train station that is just to the north of the Capitol, and they walk toward the U.S. Capitol, there's a big office building that will be off to their right called the Hall of States. It's a private office building, and it's a private office building full of paid contract lobbyists who work for state governments. And our states now have to hire lobbyists to go beg Congress for, you know, pennies. it's just insane.
It is insane. And, you know, we've got to protect, folks. We have got to protect this Electoral College. You know, I had somebody talking about the, going back to my quote from Ayn Rand about logic and reasoning. You know, this all came really they've been after it for a long time, but it really came to head as far as the conversations when Hillary couldn't take her loss. And, which proved to me, even voter fraud, we still better be voting. But I had a gentleman that was not agreeing with me, and he said, so then the individual is going to dictate over the majority. The minority is going to dictate, and that's not exactly, just doesn't quite get the understanding of the reasoning to have all areas accounted for when we're voting. So I want to talk about that when we come back from this break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth, and we will take calls. 877-895-5410. Electoral College is the topic, and we will be right back. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this?
Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Trent England. Our topic is Electoral College. I think people fail to understand the importance of the Electoral College and what it really means. Just like we don't understand what happened with our senators. And so now we have all these senators that are not really representing their states, but as you said, the state of lobbyists, other people, well, not just the states are lobbying, but everybody's lobbying these senators and representatives. And there are those that are pushing, Trent, I'm sure you know about this as well, to make the Senate equal to the House of Representatives in numbers. And I think that would be an absolute disaster. And what do you think about that?
No, that's right. The agenda to get rid of or hijack the Electoral College and the agenda to diminish the power of the U.S. Senate are all the same. They're all motivated by this idea that somehow democracy is not just a system, right? I mean, we use democratic systems, you know, elections.
Absolutely.
To decide all kinds of things, but the idea that democracy is some kind of moral standard, and that's the great confusion, I think, of our time. And it flows out of kind of the self-esteem culture that, I mean, even I remember in grade school back in the 1980s, this whole idea of not achievement, not discipline, not character, but self-esteem, right? And our elections have become not about right and wrong and trying to create a government that does justice and protects rights, but trying to create a government that simply takes whatever the people might want and puts the maximum force of government behind it. And, you know, that's there was a revolution at the end of the 18th century that had that idea at its heart, but it wasn't the American Revolution. It was the French Revolution, and the American Revolution ended with success and, you know, created this great country that we all have been so blessed by. The French Revolution ended with blood in the streets and mass murder, and was a disgrace. So it's a real tragedy and something we should all be concerned about, that so many Americans are confused about our heritage and the principles of our government.
You know, I read something, and I'll just touch on it lightly, about the difference between the French Revolution and the American Revolution. The French Revolution was actually propped up by the government trying to cause an insurrection for more power. And the American Revolution was about breaking away from said power and being individuals and independent. They were tired of being dictated to. And so there was a difference, a world of difference in those revolutions. And I would say that's probably why the French Revolution failed.
Oh, absolutely. The whole idea at the heart of the French Revolution was not really about protecting individual rights. It was about sort of giving people what they want. It was kind of a proto-socialism. And
we hear a lot of that today, don't we, Trent?
We sure do. And the fact that we have to even debate the Electoral College is such a symptom of that, because, you know, it has stood the test of time, right? And this is where the American founders were just genius, right? In some sense,
oh, yeah.
It wasn't. I mean, they were innovators, but they also were profoundly conservative. You know, they looked to history to guide them because they didn't have this hubris, this intense self-esteem that surely they could create something that would be better than anything anybody had ever thought of before. Instead, they looked at history and they took it seriously. And, you know, we today should do the same thing. And, you know, the Electoral College, it keeps control of elections at the state level, so it protects us from having California-style election laws forced on the entire country, and it channels our politics in a way that forces people to take Middle America seriously. And, you know, I guess that's really my takeaway, I think, for listeners. Anytime you hear a state legislator or Elizabeth Warren or anybody else criticize the Electoral College, I mean, part of what they're saying is, I just don't want to have to talk to people in Wisconsin or people in Missouri or people in Pennsylvania, right? I mean, that's when Hillary Clinton is mad at the Electoral College. She's really mad at the heartland of America and the fact that
exactly.
We have this constitutional system that gives them a voice.
The basket of deplorables is actually the breadbasket of a nation. And
that's right.
She can call us whatever she wants. And we're not putting down. We don't. I don't think for a minute that the city is all bad people. But we have to protect the nation as a whole. And I think that we all tend to not quite grasp that sometimes, because it's a large thinking. And that's the other genius of the Founding Fathers, because we weren't this massive at that time. Yet they were still concerned about that individual out there on however many acres. They would not have a vote or a say if something wasn't done. And then they came up with this Electoral College. And it's no different today.
Right.
It's just that we have more numbers, not just in the city. We have more numbers in the rural. But it's still the same concept, and people fail to understand that. And I didn't, you know, 50 years ago, didn't quite get it. Didn't care about it then. I was too young. But I don't think they're teaching it. And I don't think, you know, we can see what's happened with the changing of the senators. And it's not been good for us. And this will just absolutely devastate the republic. It'll put an end to it.
Well, that's right. It would shift power over the executive branch. And in the executive branch of our federal government, you know, our federal government has become too powerful. And within the federal government, the executive branch has become too powerful.
Yes.
And, you know, in a way, that's really the motivation here, right? The left sees that they can't win. It's interesting. Conservatives, you know, we can win by pulling power away, pulling power back to the states, and we can really win in our states because if conservatives win enough states, then we can successfully resist the federal government. But the left, they can't win that way because they don't. That's not what they believe. They believe in top-down, one-size-fits-all solutions. They think they're so smart that if they come up with an idea, they should force everybody to adhere to that. And so they have to win control of the White House, and this is all about shifting permanent control over the White House to the big city political machines, to the coasts. As you said, it's not that they're bad people, but they have one point of view. They live, they tend to live close to the concentrations of wealth, the concentrations of power, the concentrations of media power in particular. And it's not good to give them even more power and to diminish the say of the rest of us. And it's interesting, right? The left has become obsessed with equality of outcome, and they have forgotten that, you know, a lot of the reason why we have checks and balances is to protect people because we're actually never going to have equality of outcome, right? People are always going to be unequal in all kinds of different ways. The Constitution, in a certain sense, is a I like to use this when I speak to student groups. The Constitution is a celebration of diversity because it says, look, we accept the fact that people are all different, and we're going to protect them in that diversity. We're not going to try to have forced conformity. And the left talks about diversity, but what they're really about in politics is forced conformity to whatever they want.
Well, when they speak of a majority rule, they're completely ignoring the minority, whatever the case the minority might be.
Yeah.
And we've seen that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know, that's actually, you know, before this modern progressive movement, a lot of the defenders of the Electoral College were from minority groups.
Isn't that amazing? We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to close the phone lines. I think you're all listening instead of calling anyway. And we're going to visit with Trent England, and we're going to continue with our speaking of the Electoral College and the importance of it here in this constitutional republic, where the republic means the people are in charge. And if the people aren't working, it ain't working. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high quality work, and high quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Bethann. We're visiting Trent England, and we're talking about the Electoral College and many things. You know, Trent, we hear of screen democracy all the time, and I have an article here that you wrote that I really thought was cute, because Ben Franklin, you know, he reminds us that democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what's for lunch. And you commented, city dwellers who think that meat comes from the grocery store might not understand why this is a big problem for the lamb. And I thought that was a great way of putting it before rural America, because we know what it means for those coyotes and those wolves out there, for our calves and our chickens and our lambs and our little piglets. But they don't. And, you know, that's one thing, you know, while, you know, I grew up in the Kansas City area for the most part and then moved to rural America down here in a little town of California, Missouri. But I moved to a little area, Jamestown and Sandy Hook, right on the river, Sandy Hook is. And I grew to just absolutely adore these farmers around here. They are the most stubborn, independent people you will ever meet. I married one. But we no longer farm, and there's a long story behind that. My listeners know that story. But, you know, you appreciate rural America for what it is. Now, in the city, there's things there. My dad worked in a factory, and we appreciated that. We appreciated having a job. He worked at Owens Corning Fiberglass, made fiberglass. That went for everywhere. You know, it insulated the homes in the city and in the rural America. But Americans fail to see, and I think this is part of what they're trying to do anyway, is divide us. You know, how many generations now are the folks in the city and the suburbs removed from grandma and grandpa or aunt and uncle on the farm? So they don't understand or appreciate where their meat comes from or their produce. And I think that division is causing this misunderstanding as well as lack of education,
about the importance of the Electoral College and other things within our Constitution. And my heart is very concerned about the division of this nation. I'm going to let you kind of address that. We're in the final segment, by the way, so I'm going to kind of turn it over to you.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think people don't realize just how diverse our country is. And, you know, that's true for people living in the cities and the suburbs who really can't appreciate just how hard people work to make a life in rural America. And, you know, especially, as you say, and, you know, in farm country, in oil and gas country, and the flip side is also true. I think a lot of Americans in rural areas, small towns, even some of our small cities, don't quite realize the scale of places like New York and Los Angeles. I spent part of last week in New York, and I mean it is a completely different way of life there, right? It's unimaginable, and it goes so far beyond even St. Louis, right? And so if the biggest cities you've been to are Oklahoma City or Tulsa, where I am today, or even St. Louis, it's hard to understand that, you know, Los Angeles County has 10 million people, right? I mean, that's far more people than live in the entire state of Missouri. And so I think people don't feel sometimes quite the threat of this idea of a national popular vote because they don't realize just how concentrated some of our population is in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago. You know, you add in Houston, Miami. I mean, you get a really, really significant number of people where there's also a lot of wealth, there's a lot of power. And that's what the Constitution has checks and balances for, is to protect the rest of us. And the Electoral College does that really well. I mean, it's, you know, frankly, you know, if people care about, say, Second Amendment rights, you know, the Electoral College is the reason why Democrats have to be a little bit circumspect, right? They always moderate their position on the Second Amendment when it comes to the general election in the presidential race, because they don't have a choice. You can't win the presidency under the Electoral College rules if you take an extreme position. Like Beto O'Rourke took a really extreme position on gun control once he knew that he was going to drop out of the race, pretty much. The Electoral College forces this kind of moderation from some of the extremes, especially of the extreme positions that are popular in the cities. And, you know, so it's no wonder that progressives, leftists are against it. But we all have to protect it and have to really pay attention to some of these schemes. Like you mentioned, you know, redistricting. People have talked about the census, this national popular vote, interstate compact. All of these things are efforts to undermine our Constitution and to create a situation where, if they can dig down around the foundations and chip away at it for long enough, we'll just lose it. We won't have it anymore. And some of the people on the left have admitted, actually, that's, you know, the National Popular Vote Compact is part of a strategy to fundamentally change how we do elections, shift all the power to the federal government, and as you said, really to end the republic and create something different.
And let me add here in the last minute or so here that I believe that protecting that individual right, whether it be city or rural, protects everyone. If we have D.C., I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, that are making all the decisions there for what happens in rural Kansas, or rural Illinois, or rural Missouri, whatever, rural Wisconsin, wherever it is, every state has a rural area, it will eventually hurt everyone in the popular areas, everyone in the metropolitan areas, those huge, huge crowds of people. It will hurt everyone if we have individuals making decisions one for all, because that's not the way it can be run. Even state to state, things are different from Missouri to Kansas to Illinois, Arkansas, Oklahoma. It's all different. That's what makes this nation so wonderful. But I believe that holding fast to these things that our founding father gave us will keep us safer and wealthier and more prosper. And we're just about out of time, so I'm going to have to say that. Trent, thank you. We need to have you back. We need to keep reminding the people how important this is to be one nation under God, a sovereign people. And that's what this Constitution and our founding fathers fought so hard to give us, and we have squandered. Thank you, Trent. I appreciate you so much for being on with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for your program and everything you do.
God bless you, Trent. You know, folks, it really is important. I know that I have many, many states listening, and I hope you understood what Trent and I were trying to say. If you're going to have a voice, you're going to have to speak up in your state and make sure that you don't lose that electoral college so that we can keep and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.